Right, when Alan asked me to speak at the conference, I emailed him back and said, what about? You know, there's nothing I can say about Canada because that hasn't been said a thousand times over the last 1,000 years. So Alan suggested we brought you up to date on the situation with the correspondence with the Home Office. Well, alleged correspondence. Now, this has been a pet baby of mine for many years, even before the LCA was formed, and I was involved in the CLCIA. When I wrote to my local council and asked them for a debate on cannabis, they responded and said, we can't talk about it because the government isn't giving us enough information to discuss it. So I thought, oh, well, we'll have a laugh here. So I contacted the Home Office and practically every Tom, Dick and Harry, Cunningham, Prescott, you name them. And they all responded, Hague and a few others, all responded saying, we've referred you to the Home Office, Jack Straw. Of course, I never did get a reply. Well, as a result of all this going on, Alan and I sort of decided we'd get this document together and called the challenge. And we sent this to the Home Office to Mr. Blunkett. We spent £120 getting him a Braille copy so he could see what we were talking about. And it took 9 months to get a response. Now, the first response came from Caroline Flint. And basically, Caroline Flint, a graduate of the UEA, by the way, responded saying that she thought her reply would disappoint us. Well, not really. We expected it. But she did accept that the document and our summary and summation of the United Nations Single Conventions were correct. So basically, that's a go. Good one. But she actually turned round and said, we want open debate. 2 paragraphs down, she says, cannabis laws are cast in stone. It will not be legalised and therefore more or less go away. She cited several reasons why she thought cannabis should be kept prohibited. Prohibition is how her words were. One was she cited seatbelt law, speeding and things like this. And I actually pointed out to her in a reply, but you can get an exemption from wearing a seatbelt if you're disabled or sick. So why couldn't someone have an exemption from using cannabis if they are proven to be sick? There were several other comments that went in, but unfortunately she was speaking on behalf of Mr. Blunkett. And, of course, his discretion sent him away, and we ended up with, I won't be disrespectful, we ended up with a man that is not prepared to listen to anybody. Charles Clark, I give fair warning to Charles Clark, you will talk about cannabis, and you will talk about cannabis openly, because if you fail to talk about cannabis and your ideology, which I prefer to call ideology, if you refuse to talk about it, then the electorate will start asking questions, why don't you want to talk about it? Now, basically, that's a challenge for now. We've since then written to Charles quite politely, and we invited him to come to this conference, not to answer questions, not to be barricaded, but to tell us, the cannabis users, exactly what he has in mind for us. It's in his constituency. One would have thought he would have jumped at the occasion. But no, Charles declined and wrote in the local paper he had no respect for the people that ran this campaign and he had no respect for the legalisation argument. Well, I've got news for Charles Clark. 67% of those that took part in the debate in the evening news said cannabis should be legalised. And unbeknown to us, Radio Norfolk also ran a debate the same week, which 85% said they thought cannabis should be legalised. So Charles Clark, I think you're the ones at step. It's your policies that need looking at. So we then contacted him, as I said. We got no replies. That is until the evening news came on board and asked the question, you know, it's getting bad news when we have to get a response from our Liberal representatives through the media. You know, it's getting really, really sad. But since then, we have had a lengthy reply from a Mr. Mullins at the Home Office Drugs Department. Now, Mr. Mullins basically reiterated what Caroline Flint told us in her first letter, and nothing new. In Mr. Clark's response 2 weeks ago, Mr. Mullins said that ministers do not think it appropriate at this time to meet. Now, I don't know what is appropriate and when it will be appropriate, but I've been asking ministers and everybody else I can think of in the corridors of power, why won't you talk about it since 1991? Now, I think it's time for you lot who are representing us to get out there and demand answers and come on board with the challenge. And I will finalise on that. The situation is quite simple. We're getting nowhere with them talking to us by being polite. Last night I was accused on the emails of being icy with my words and I should save my venom for the enemy. Okay, that's what we'll do. Let's go get them.